Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Total Health with Dr. K. This is the podcast of health and wellness, human consciousness, as well as human potential and longevity. When you search on the podcast listings, my podcast is listed in the category of health. My question today for you is, what is a good definition of health? When I discuss health, I do so from a perspective that most conventional medical doctors don't. So in today's podcast, I'm stepping back from the level of detail I normally discuss to take a bigger picture look at this concept of health, what it really consists of, and how you actually have far more power in your life to be healthy than you may realize. Today, my promotion for my work is basically this talk, this podcast. I have other promotions that are in work, and if you listen to the last two or three in the series prior to this one, you'll learn about those things. But today, please just consider this subject, how it might apply to you, and how you can see ways I might be able to help you with where you are at. As I begin today's discussion about a picture of health, which is the title of this podcast, I'm going to start with a story about the musician John Lennon and a quote that he once said. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. So keep that quote by Lennon in mind as we discuss this concept of health. Now, within the world of holistic natural medicine, sometimes referred to as alternative medicine, when I watch what goes on in the conventional medical world, I am led to the inescapable conclusion that they don't understand health. Oh, I think the conventional medicine system understands disease quite well, but health, not so much. So we're going to explore this question then of what is health? What exactly does it include? Well, going back to that John Lennon question, I would think happiness is surely one of the factors we should include in health. And if we do that, it naturally leads into a model for health that is very holistic. Any idea of health should include all the aspects of physical health, but also mental, emotional, and spiritual health as well. These four factors, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, are the four main factors discussed in most holistic literature. I like to include a fifth component, however, and the fifth component is energy. Now, by this, I don't necessarily mean the standard definition of energy, such as being able to walk up a flight of stairs or walk a mile, run a mile, or the ability to perform any physical or mental task and not feel tired. No, what I mean by energy is the chi, the prana, the subtle energies that we absorb continuously from the background field of the universe and is part of what keeps us alive. Energetic health is a very real component that is mostly overlooked by conventional medicine and biology. So now with this very basic introduction, what I would like to explore next is a description of what I like to call the picture of health. What is the appearance and behavior of a truly healthy individual? Well, starting with the physical, we see that the truly healthy person has all organs and body parts functioning properly and smoothly, free of pain. The joints move through their normal range of motion without impingement. Breathing flows smoothly, and the healthy person is able to breathe deeply, filling their body with oxygen and energy easily. The healthy person has plenty of energy, performs the the daily activities of their chosen profession or pastime with ease and grace. The healthy person lives and works in an environment that is clean, neat, and safe. An environment designed and configured to help the tasks being performed there be successful. The environment includes clean, fresh air, ample lighting, pleasing sights such as through art or other decorations, pleasing sounds through music, pleasing scents and aromas such as through flowers or fresh greens. Being healthy also includes a concept of connection to a community, family, friends, and colleagues that are all mutually supportive to one another and are able to maintain their mental and emotional connections even when not physically together. The world is not always perfect, as we know, and the healthy individual is able to easily and calmly adapt to stressful situations when they arise. The healthy person doesn't allow stress to rule their life. And for the truly healthy person, happiness and joy are the usual baseline emotional states. It is rare to see a truly healthy person displaying any other emotions. Well, by now in this discussion, I suspect you've started performing some kind of self-assessment on each of these points. In some areas, you might be saying, wow, yes, I'm really doing that well. And in other areas, there may be some where your observation of your life is, I need some help there. So rather than take on a woe is me response, simply tell yourself, this is something I am going to improve. The next question to be pondered is, how can I achieve this more holistic definition of a state of true health? Well, there is actually a formula for this, and I will be presenting my best understanding of it right now. As a reminder, I've assembled this formula over many years from a number of sources. First and foremost, the thousands of patients I've worked with who have successfully reversed their illness and achieved an optimal state of health. Second, from research into the healthiest populations in the world and the longest lived populations in the world. And third, I regularly keep up on much of the latest scientific literature in medicine and consciousness, and I look for anything that can upgrade my work with patients. Sure enough, every few months I find a new supplement or a new use for an herb I'm familiar with or something else I can add to the equation. So with that as background, here we go. To achieve the picture of health I've been describing, here are the things that the truly healthiest people have made a core part of their lifestyle. Item one, make an ongoing commitment to only eat healthy, high quality, live whole foods. Adages abound, such as, we are what we eat, which of course is entirely true. The raw materials our body needs for things such as growth and repair, in other words, our spare parts, those molecules all have to come from the food we eat. There are tremendous differences between good food and bad, and I cover this subject at length in a number of other podcasts, in videos on my YouTube channel, in my core health lectures on my online health community, which is hosted on Patreon, and in my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World. So I have a lot of resources available, and if you think you need assistance in this arena, please contact me. Item two, supplementation of the essential nutrients to levels adequate to deal with modern levels of toxicity. I also cover this subject in my nutritional lectures, as well as my material about environmental toxins. A very long story, made as short as possible, is it is impossible here in the early 21st century to anyone to consume enough essential nutrients for optimal health based solely on getting them from the food they eat. Supplementing with the essential nutrients is, well, it's essential for optimal health. Our farming soils have been depleted of minerals for so long, there simply isn't enough in the soil for the plants to grow well. There's not enough minerals for the plants to make vitamins. So that whether we eat the plants or whether we eat other animals that ate the plants, we are not going to get enough essential nutrients for optimal health. That's the bottom line. Item 3, daily exercise. Now, there's many types of exercise programs out there, exercise systems, exercise machines, and so on. Well, which one is best is a question that I am very frequently asked. And the answer is simple. Whatever form of exercise you will stick with consistently and engage with regularly, that's the best one for you. A good rule of thumb of what you're looking for is to move your own body, your whole body, with your own muscles until you're out of breath and perspiring heavily. And it needs to be moving all the muscles, right? You need to move your arms, your shoulders, your major joints, your hips, knees, ankles, work the thigh muscles, calf muscles, back muscles, abdominal muscles, work the arms and shoulders, etc., right? So it's all of that. If you have any health concerns, any issues, any ongoing chronic illnesses you're still dealing with, make sure you consult with your physician before you start any form of exercise program. Find out if there's anything in the way of limitations you need to be aware of, and then observe those. Item 4, a regular program of practice with the subtle energies. This is an item that may not appear on very many lists of healthy lifestyles, except the lists made by those of us who have experience in the martial arts and or energy medicine systems. You talk to Qigong masters, they're always going to include this. You talk to people who are energy healers, they'll always include this. But everybody else, it's just not on the radar screens, unfortunately. And that's something I hope to change over the years. Fact is, the subtle energies are real, whether we call it chi or prana or the vital force or some other name. They're part of how human physiology works. So exercising this innate natural part of what it is to be a human is necessary to be optimally healthy. So yes, I teach Qigong, which is one of the main systems of subtle energy development that came out of China, as well as I teach a form of energy medicine called the Akadwa, and you can contact me for information on either of these. Item 5, a program of stress reduction or meditation or skilled relaxation and or consciousness upgrade. All of these, the goal is to help you achieve a conscious brainwave state where the brainwaves are in the theta frequencies. Theta waves are in the 4 to 8 hertz range, and they're associated with creativity, with healing, intuition, and REM sleep, the deepest, most, the deepest and most rejuvenating state of sleep. They're common, theta waves are common in that state between wakefulness and sleeping. This is a frequency that actually helps clear the effects of stress out of your hypothalamus, which is a region of the brain that regulates your entire body's endocrine system. Item 6, a spiritual or religious life that is fulfilling for the individual and positive for humanity. We all have a spiritual nature, and a spiritual or religious practice simply acknowledges that there is a divine creator in the universe and that there is a spiritual part of the universe, and different systems of spirituality and religion have different ways of interacting with the spiritual, and the healthiest, longest life people all engage at some level with the spiritual system that is most meaningful to them. Item 7, an occupation that is meaningful to the individual and positive for humanity. We should all be doing something we enjoy, even love. If you don't like what you're doing, I encourage you to contemplate about what you would like to do and what would you rather be doing, and then devise a plan to make a change. Life is far too short to spend significant portions of it doing things you don't find fulfilling that aren't making you happy. And item 8, regular fun. If you don't remember the last time you did something just for fun, well, it's been entirely too long. So go to a museum, go see a movie, go play a game. Spend time with like-minded people doing something you all enjoy. Fun is actually a frequency, and it is a frequency that can promote health. So that's my short version of the definition of what is health and how do you achieve it. In this podcast, I had wanted to take a bit of a step back and look at the bigger picture, because sometimes it is all too easy to get caught up in all the details, forget that there's a larger picture, forget what our true objectives in life are. I would compare it to a digital picture where we can have a tendency to overfocus on the small nuances of individual pixels and then completely miss what the picture is that those pixels are making. Most books on health, most podcasts on health are in the arena of looking at the pixels. And quite honestly, many of my podcasts are the same because that's the point of those podcasts. I may have wanted to make a point or share information about a very specific subject with a fairly narrow range of information. But today's different. I really wanted to step back and take this big picture look and hopefully encourage you with a renewed sense of optimism, both about your health and about your life. And most of these areas I talked about today, I have ways of assisting you if you need to make changes there. So if that's the case, please contact me. My website is www.drcagesays.org. That's spelled drcagesays.org. So that's it for today. I do have a request that you please subscribe to this podcast. You can do this on the Podbean website or from the Podbean app on your smartphone. And this helps my ratings and will help me get seen by more people, which in turn helps me spread my message of health and empowerment to a wider audience. So that's it for today. And until next time, this is Dr. Cage saying so long and good health.